Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel DeLon. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Miguel DeLon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sutcliffe. Law moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Law moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLon. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Bernazard goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-1 in the game. Delone hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-1 in the game. Herrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball towards center. Manning settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Manning. Kemp goes all the way around to score. Paciorek moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Patchy Orrick. Hayes moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hassey moves to third. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Perkins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jack Perkint. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey moves to third. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing second base. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 3 in the game. Delone strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thornton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hasse bunts towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Salome Barojas now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-4 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-4 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Mike Squires now playing first base. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Hassey moves to second. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister is walked intentionally. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dibzinski hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Whitson now pitching. Ron LaFleur pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Almon strikes out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 5 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Foley to Almon and they have Delone trapped. The throw over to Squires, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 5 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 4 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Squires reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines is walked intentionally. Ed Glynn now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Marv Foley. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hassey bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Almon hits a line drive towards short. Dibzinski catches it and throws to first to double up Law. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski bunts towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hara is walked intentionally. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-6 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-5 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Kuzman covering. Safe. Hassey scores. Manning moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Chico Escariaga now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Escariaga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.